Good morning, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our worship service. The scripture readings that I will be reading in just a moment are the following. Deuteronomy 10, 12 to 21. 1 Corinthians 1, 4 to 9. Matthew 22, 34 to 46. And the closing hymn, 342. And let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art one, our most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, for as much as without thee we are not able to please thee, mercifully grant that thy Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Old Testament reading, Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 to 21. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve him, the Lord thy God, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God, the earth also, with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers, to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not the persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth the stranger, and giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, he is thy God, that hath done for thee these great and terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. So far, the Epistle. 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So far. This morning's gospel, which is the basis for my sermon, is found recorded in Matthew 22, 33 to 46. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? And they said unto him, The son of David. He saith unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, How is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. And neither did any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. So far. Many are seeking and hoping to enter heaven, but they will not make it. Jesus said, "For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to." They are unable to reach heaven not because the Savior is at fault or the Scriptures are not clear enough, but because they want to enter on their own terms rather than on God's. They are like the Pharisees in this morning's gospel, who wanted to follow a do-it-yourself plan and not the one which was heaven-inspired and Calvary-purchased. During the last week of Christ's earthly life, the Pharisees came to Jesus and asked him a question. What must one do to go to heaven? They wanted to know which was the greatest commandment, the one which a person had to keep in order to enter heaven. This question was asked to tempt him in order that they might find something against him. In the mind of the Pharisees, they considered the law to consist of 613 commandments, and they thought it impossible for anyone, even Jesus, to say which of these was the greatest, the most important. Jesus says that our entire life must conform to the will of God. He demands the heart entirely. He will not accept as love what we think it ought to be, but what he wants it to be. This love is found not only on our lips, but it will demonstrate itself in our entire manner of living. When afflictions find their way into our lives, we are conforming to the will of God when, with St. Paul, we say we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. The first and greatest commandment is to have our lives conform to his holy will. And of ourselves, we cannot fulfill the law. We are sinful by nature. Where God says yes, we say no. And where God says no, we say yes. Sinful greed keeps us from loving our neighbor as we should. The Christian is still weak. We have our sinful flesh to contend with, and this keeps us from loving God as we should. Even the great apostle realized this when he said, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." As we look at this greatest commandment of all, we must come to the firm conviction that we cannot keep it. We realize who and what we are, sinners. As Luther so aptly puts it in the second article of our faith, we are lost and condemned. And with this understanding of the law, we come to realize our hopeless condition. By means of the law, we realize how lost we were, and that we cannot go to heaven by virtue of our keeping the law. When Jesus had shown the Pharisees that the law on which they based their hope for entry into heaven condemned them, he pointed to the promised Messiah by asking, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" He wanted to lead them to seek in himself forgiveness for their sins against the law. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? On the answer of these two questions hinged life and salvation, our entry into heaven. Well, the Pharisees were quick to answer, "Well, he's a son of David." They looked upon him as a mere man, but he was so much more. From Scripture, Jesus shows them that he is not only the son of David, but he's also the son of God. He was David's son and at the same time David's Lord, the good shepherd, by faith in whom David could say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He is the Christ, the one promised in the Garden of Eden, who was to square the account between God and man. He is the Christ, the one of whom Isaiah spoke as God with us, who would be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is the Christ, who appeared in the fullness of time, completely fulfilled the law for us, demonstrating his love for us, and dying for us, that we might go to heaven. He is the Christ. His redemptive work, completed, is now at the right hand of God, bestowing on his followers his gifts, the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. Therefore, if Christ loved us, so that he went to the cross to remove the burden of our sins, to suffer their penalty for us, and that the Holy Spirit has led us to believe with this with our whole heart, soul, and mind, that our Savior has defeated hell and gained heaven for us, and since Jesus our Lord and Redeemer paid the whole price demanded by divine righteousness by wiping out our transgressions, and since he went the whole way in bringing us back to God, and since he broke down every barrier separating us from the Father's love, and since the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins, as believers, we have no more guilt for which we can be punished. God loves us. Therefore, believe in him. He is the one way to heaven, and thank him for what he has done for us. Do not, as the Pharisees, hear the law of God in vain and trust in your own merit. May the precious gospel of Christ be the power of God for our salvation. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.